Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Yes, indeed. It is 11 after the hour, 5 o'clock. Sis Lulu, good afternoon to you.
Hey, good afternoon, Zama. Good afternoon to the listeners.
How are you doing this afternoon?
I am blessed. How are you?
I am also blessed and favored of the Lord. Thank you so much for asking.
It's
a little warmer this afternoon. I must say it was a bit coldish this morning. How is it that side?
Oh, Durban is better now. It was cold the past 2 days, but today we're feeling a bit warmer.
Oh, fantastic. I'm great to hear that. It's great to hear that, actually. Now, we are going to be talking about coach versus crash relational space. I don't think I've had this before. In our relationship talk with you, we're going to be exploring the coach and crash approaches and what they mean and how are they applied in relationships. So before you share with us the meaning of coach and crash and what they mean and why they matter, would you please quickly recap what we covered last week, just in a minute or two?
Okay, thank you so much. So last week we spoke about we need to be conscious about creating a safe relational space, and we said this is quite significant because this is where magic happens, this is where healing and growth happen, and we also said more than that, it is a playground of our children, and you want to bring up a generation that won't spend their entire lifetime trying to recover. Mm-hmm. So when you create this relational space and you're conscious, you're also aware that it's not just about me, it's about my children who get to play and grow within this space. You want to be conscious, what word am I putting in? What look, what act am I putting in? Because it's going to matter in the long run. That's what we spoke about.
Going to matter in the long run. Thank you so much. Now, how do we then get into this coach crash? What's the meaning of that? Why does it matter? And how do we apply these in our relationships? Please do take us through today's lesson.
As I was reflecting, Zama, I actually thought about a verse, Psalm 133. It was quite interesting that the Holy Spirit brought this to me. And this chapter, it says, behold how wonderful and pleasant it
is
when brothers live together in harmony. Yes, and it says, for harmony is as precious as the anointing oil. It says, harmony is as refreshing as the dew from Mount Hermon. And then it says, and there the Lord has pronounced his blessing, and his life everlasting. Imagine.
Wow.
So this space, we speak about harmony, we speak about something that is as precious as oil, something that is refreshing. Think about the concept of refreshing, summer and growth and healing. So which is why I thought, you know what, I think we need to explore this further. And that was when I decided that, okay, we're going to look at these two states of the relational space, which is the coach versus the crash. And by the way, both are acronyms.
I like the last part as you are getting into it, of the verse that Psalms that you quoted earlier. And the last part there says, and there the Lord pronounces his blessing. I think that's quite powerful.
Yes.
I just wanted to note that. Please proceed.
Yes, it is. Sure, it is. It is. It is really powerful, Zama. So, think about the word coach. Now, a coach is someone who guides, who trains, who teaches, you know? And you speak about nurturance, and you speak about coaching.
Right.
And again, the concept of growth in the space.
Mm.
On the other hand, think about crash stage. When you speak about crashing something, you're smashing, you're pounding, you're slamming it. There's collision, there's destruction. So once you look at, what are these two forms then in the concept of the space? Now, when you speak about the crash, like I said, it's an acronym. And it can be, actually, I was reflecting, it can be overt, where you are speaking about, it's on display, it's expressed, or it can be covert, where it is subtle, it's not on display, but it is still felt by the object. So the crash state then is, for instance, speaking about shaming, blaming, criticism. All of these things are felt. You criticize all the time. Or it can be covered, where there's contempt, where there's rolling of eyes, there's sarcasm, there's ridicule, there's defensiveness, and there's stonewalling. When you look at these two things, the other one is contracted, or the other one...
Yes, Sis Lulu? Oh, my goodness. Have we lost her? Sis Lulu? Sis Lulu, are you on the line?
I am on the line. I was actually smiling, and I'm like, wow, we have just crashed. Literally
crashed.
Yes. Okay. So let me just get right on with the acronym then of crash.
Right. I think her network is rather... oh my goodness, I really want to hear this conversation. We crashed again. What could be the issue? I think let me try this other way. I think she probably got some network issues wherever she is. Sis Lulu Ndlovu. All right.
Hey, Zama.
Let's try this one.
Okay, great.
Siyaphambili ngesibindi. Yes.
Yes. Okay, quickly. Crash, when you speak about a relational state, a relational space that is in this state, it means the atmosphere is contracted or overly expansive. We mean it is reactive and dysregulated. You know, when you are in this relationship, in this space, people are easily triggered, the deckers are drawn out, the tempers are flying. So there's a lot of reactivity and dysregulation. And then A, we say in this space that there's analytical thinking and overthinking. You know, people are always overthinking, you know, analyzing. If you say this, he means that. When you said that, you meant that. Where you can walk in and say something with the best of intentions, but it is analyzed and taken it in a different manner. And as in this state, the relationship, there's separation, there's isolation, there's a disconnect. So these people are no longer working as teammates. And then, of course, there's a lot of hurt. H stands for hurt. The relationship is hurting and it's also hurtful. There's so much hurt, there's so much pain. And that is what we say, it is in the crash status. Contracted, reactive, analytic, separated, and hurt.
Wow.
And this is what we don't want to experience in our relationship. Because imagine, Zama, what would grow in this thing? Can you expect any plant to grow? Can you expect to reap anything here? I think kids who are here thriving and happy and filled with joy, no way.
No.
And we don't want this.
Sure. Yes. All right. This is actually fine. I wanted to, because you went through it very, very quickly, before we go to the coach one, that acronym, actually wanted to just note it down, as Lulu, if you just mind. You don't have to go and explain it, but you know, for our listeners as well, because I see the message saying she went through very fast. So what is it?
And you know, it's interesting because once I start getting into a panic, I then speak fast. I have to regulate yourself.
Yeah.
Easy. Okay, great. So C stands for contracted or overly expansive. And then R, we say it's in a state of reactivity and dysregulation.
Okay.
A is analytic and there is a lot of overthinking.
Okay.
S, separation, isolation, disconnect. H is hurting, it's hurtful.
Beautiful. Right. Yes. Thank you so much for that. And then let's go to the coach, or I don't know which way you were going to go after this.
The coach, yes, I was on the crash, Zama. Now I'm gonna be on the coach stage. Remember, we said to coach is to guide, to nurture, to train. So when you say the relational space is in the coach state, we mean there's sacredness, there's purity, the air is safe to breathe. You know, there's so much restfulness that it's like you can literally rest your head in it. Remember harmony we spoke about from Psalm 133.
Yes.
It is precious. It's refreshing. You know, Zama, without even saying a thing, just a look, just a glance, just a touch. The energy is warm. There's sweetness. There's that holy aura. But what does the acronym stand for then? The cold state, C, stands for calmness. It's a soothing, peaceful, tranquil, safe space.
Beautiful.
A place. You know that song, Zama? There's a place of quiet rest near to the heart of
there
God.
There is a place of quiet rest.
Yes. yes, there's calmness in this space. There's openness, you know, there's transparency, you know, vulnerability, you know, I can be open and vulnerable and transparent. You know, our thing about it, Zama, we were made and created for vulnerability. Remember Adam and Eve, they were both naked and they were not ashamed. So in the space, I can be, you know, there's awareness of each other. Awareness of your partner's needs, their relationship needs. In this space, I am seen, I'm seen, heard, cherished, and celebrated. So there's an awareness of me. I can be in this space and I can be me. And then see, there is connectedness, you know, a space where there is rapport. We are allies here. We are two sides of the same coin here, you know. I know you've got my back and I've got your back too. So there's that connectedness. You know, we play for the same team and it is team us. It's not team you or team me. And then lastly, it's a holding space.
Holding space.
A holding space where every word that is said, the tone of the voice, the non-verbal cues, you know, are so much that it's nourishing and enriching, you know, holding, you know, how you hold something so that it does not fall. So in this space, we call it a holding space. I'm held in this space. This is, that is the, those are now the each word stands for this in the cold state.
Beautiful, beautiful. So why does this matter at all?
Well, it matters a lot, Zama, because we said, through the lens of Imago theory, the marriage itself is meant for healing and growth. That's very, very important. Now, think of a hospital, Zama. In the hospital, the atmosphere, the aura, it's got to contribute. There's so much that contributes towards healing and growth. So the space itself, remember, if you are planting something, you work the ground, right? You put the fertilizers, right? Because you want something to grow. So the same thing here in this relationship. If I am going to get healing, I've got to be safe enough to be vulnerable. I can't be expecting criticism all the time. I can't be expecting daggers. I can't be expecting you to cut me down by contempt. I have to be allowed to be vulnerable. So when you hold me in a vulnerable way, you're like, it's okay to be, and it's okay to be you, and therefore I can let go. I can let you into my internal world. And that is going to contribute towards that healing of those childhood wounds that were incurred when my needs were not met when I was a child.
Beautiful. I think that's quite important, actually, because these are the things, especially when you look at the crash coach approach and the relational space, it actually goes back to heal and to mend, you know, those holes, heads, the past heads, so that they don't infest, you know, in the current marriage or relationship. Now, how do the people, you know, the couple, actively apply the coach crash methodology in a day-to-day basis?
Okay, Zama, remember we spoke about intentionality, consciousness. You know, for me, the key word in life, Zama, is be intentional, be conscious. You can't be walking in a daze. So for me, if I can just commit to intentionality, I've got half the work done. Because when I'm intentional, Zama, I wake up in the morning, I know exactly a look, a gaze, a touch, service, anything I say or I do not say, the way I react to you, the way I open myself up to you. So for me, I would like to say right now, intentionality and consciousness. What am I putting into the space? If you can just be aware of yourself, Zama. Many times we think it's about the other person. It's about me. If I'm intentional, like right now, Zama, my husband has not come home yet, right? I'm intentional. What's going to be the welcome home? What am I going to do for him? Okay. Already, I'm having this interview. I'm watching the window because when he walks in, I need to go. I've got the supper ready for him. I've got the space open for him. I don't know what his day was like. But when he walks home, Zama, he walks into safety. I'm seen. I matter. Intentionality about what I put into the space.
Beautiful. I think I think that's the basis of everything, being intentional about what we do, about being good to the other person, that intention to want to do good, but also not to want to do good, as Lulu, to the other person, but also to be a good person. Not so?
Yes, for sure. Yes, for sure. And it's interesting, Zama, then, because that is where growth comes in. Mm. See how I get stretched. Remember the fruit of the spirit?
Yeah.
When I'm intentional, that is where I grow into the full status of who God wants me to be.
Mm.
Remember, the fruit of the spirit is love and joy, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. And imagine if these are displayed in the space, how much of a grown, mature, spiritual woman am I going to be? But of course, we're going to still cover more in terms of what can be done then to add more into this. But for me, Zama, today, the takeaway home would be, be intentional, wake up from your slumber. You contribute a lot towards this space.
Thank you so much, Sis Lulu. Before I let you go, though, can a person say, Mamela, Sis Lulu, I've tried this, I think it's not working. Is that even possible to say a person has tried and has made an effort, but it's actually not working out? Is there a chance of that?
Yes, Sama, it is always possible. Remember, you can't change people. And sometimes pain, trauma can be so deep-seated. I don't know if I spoke to you about the place of safety that you once worked in with my husband, where, you know, there's been so much pain that some people can no longer open themselves to the milk of kindness. That is why I always say then you take it to the specialist, Sama. If the baby has got temperature, you've tried Panad, you've tried 1, 2, and 3, in 3 days' time, you all agree that, you know what, let's take the child to the doctor. This is where sometimes couples fail to take it a step further, where you can be like, you know what, maybe we need someone else. Of course, there's always a place for God, the Holy Spirit. But sometimes, Zama, the shift will come when you get into the hands of someone who has got gifted hands in order to know this is where the shift needs to be. Because sometimes our brain is always offline. We cannot even be consciously aware about our own patterns because we are always operating from the limbic system. We're always dysregulated because of deep-seated traumas. So it is possible. However, there are times when we might need the help of someone who's more trained.
Beautiful. Nokanyo Lulu Ndlovu, thank you so much for joining us. Always a pleasure to have you on board. I think we're learning quite a lot, and our listeners as well, saying that these are very, very informative. Thank you so much, Sis Lulu. And I do want to agree there and say thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, thank you very much for having me. It's always such a pleasure to help create love, Zama. I love love. I love everything about
love. Is
love.
Beautiful.
So if you can create and spread it more, all the better.
Beautiful. Thank you so much. See, speaking to you next week.
Yes, for sure.
Cheers. Bye.
Bye.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.